In this podcast, Gillian Clough talks about her experience so far as a student on the early years PGCE course at Warwick.
I started my PGCE and completed it in 2005 and wanted to really go on to do my PGCE straight after. But because of family commitments and I felt that I owed it to them to have a year off, I deferred for a year. So last year I had a year off. During that time, I resat my English and Maths GCSEs because although I had them, which qualified me for the PGCE, I'd taken them 30 years ago. So I felt a bit rusty. So I did that last year because I thought if I stopped learning, the brain might sort of seize up. So I did that and started my PGCE here this year. It's a dream come true for me because I wanted to do teaching when I was much younger, lots of years ago, in 1970, but I didn't have the courage to leave home. So I actually went into engineering because I could do that and stay at home. So it's a dream come true for me, and I didn't think that at the sort of ripe age of 45 when I started, I would be able to sort of reinvent myself almost, not quite successfully as Madonna does every couple of years, but hey. The PGCE is... I can remember when I finished my degree, I thought, oh, thank goodness, I can give my brain a rest and all that. But now I'm on the PGCE, there's so much more to learn. I'll tell you, it's challenging. It's really overwhelming, but it really is fun. And it really is great because probably as you've experienced doing your degree, you make such good friends because everybody's in it together. And when you do your PGCE, it's the same. Everybody's in it together. You're all having the same stresses. We've all gone out on placement this week. So last week, we were all stressing. The guys and the girls, all really, oh, where are we going to and whatever. But now we're on placement. We've all been busily emailing everybody saying, oh, it's really lovely. The children are lovely. The teachers are supportive. So what I've learned from the course is that the same with the degree. You will get lots of support from your fellow students and the tutors, and it really, really is worth doing. And it is fun, but it's, you know, requires a lot of work. And as I say, there's times when it's overwhelming. I always liken it to a bit like a scary fairground ride. You really want to go on it, and when you get on it, you think, oh my God, what am I doing here? But when you get off, you think, oh my God, that was fantastic, I want to do it again. And that's how I feel. And finally, I say to you, reflection. It's a fantastic degree because, as you've heard from some of the people here and others who are yet to speak, there's masses of opportunities for careers. Because if you think about it, with jobs, and I can look back over my career, lots of industries are closing down, getting rid of staff. But people are always going to continue having children, whether it's two, three, or maybe one. They're always going to continue having children. People's expectations are always rising, what they want for their children. So there's always going to be jobs in working with children. I think you've chosen a really good degree, and I really wish you lots of luck in your future choices, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I have.